Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Ella, thank you very much. How God's banquet is set. I'm preaching for few. Is our lunch ready? If the lunch is ready, let me know. We'll go for break. How God's banquet. I've said I'm preaching for 15 minutes and we'll go for break. If you are not cooperating, I'll preach more than 15 minutes. How God's banquet is set. How does God set his table? This banquet that we are about to go to, how is the banquet? Everybody sit up. Everybody sit up. Sit up, sit up, sit up. How is the banquet served or set? Amen. Look, young people, I seriously feel that you need a lot of the word. Hey! Transi. You need a lot of the word of God in you. Yes. Anything you must do to be spiritual, do it. Because look, a lot of things are fighting. Look, there is nothing in this world that is intended. Listen to the grammar I'm speaking. There is nothing in this world that is intended to enhance your spirituality, including the schools you are attending. Everything in this world, young people, is against your spirituality. Everything has been designed to fight against your spirituality. And so, you must position yourself well. You must fight any form or anything that will make you unspiritual. Romans 8 verse 5 is a scripture that is occurring to me. Romans 8 verse 5. What does it say? Is it Romans 8 5 or Romans 5 8? For to be carnally minded. Romans 5. Yes. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Romans 5, 8. Romans 8, 5. One of them. Give me the other one. Romans 5, verse 8. What version is this? No, but God commended his love. No, so go to the other one. Romans 8, 5. Let's start from the beginning. Let's start from the beginning. There is now no condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Listen, your flesh, this flesh, your flesh. Everybody say, my flesh. It has a way of making you unspiritual, this flesh. All the things that will make you unspiritual are connected to the flesh. Two, quickly, let's go very fast. Three, four, five, six. That's what I'm looking for. For to be carnally minded is death. For to be carnally minded. Can I get another version that doesn't have carnal in it? And as they are seeing the carnally, they'll think it's a car. Like I'm talking about car. Called like carnally. Hey. The mind is governed by the flesh. The mind governed by the flesh is death. Too much walking. Too much. Nobody should go out except there's an emergency. The only emergency is when they say your wife is in labor and they are calling you. Please. This French guy. I say toi. So why am I a French? But the mind that is governed by the spirit is life and peace. May you have life and peace. I said, may you have life and peace. School is against your spirituality. Yeah. Now the things you study at school, you can see that there is nothing spiritual about it. Everything is against your spiritual growth. Yeah. May you become young people who rise up. I don't feel it again. I said, may you become young people who will rise up. Who know the word of God.
Yeah.
When you arrive, may the enemy, look, look, when you arrive, may the enemy be afraid at your presence. Psalm 8 verse 2. Psalm 8 verse 2. Harabandoroboshia. Marakuraba. And demons tremble at your presence. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Who is helping me to sing?
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you is great.
Oh, sister, help me to sing.
You are great, yes, you are holy God.
Lift up your hands and sing it.
Upon the sea, you raise the dead.
Oh,
you reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great.
Sing, you are great, you are great. I want to hear that one.
You are great, yes, you
lift
are
up your hands a second.
Holy God. Upon the sea, you raised
the dead.
Oh, Jesus, you reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great.
Oh,
you are great. You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
Demons tremble. Say that part.
Demons tremble at your presence. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything, yeah. Everything written about you.
Psalm 8 verse 2, he said, through the praise of children and infants. That's when you come to church and you don't do worship and praises, there's something wrong. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemy to silence the enemy and the avenger. God is going to use our generation to silence the enemy. Let me move from here quickly.
God is going to use the generation of young people in Takwa Makarios Church to silence the enemy and the avenger. God will silence the enemy through the praise of children and infants. How God's banquet is set. Number one. How God's banquet is set. Number one. God sets his banquet through listening to a good Christian music. Everybody say, good Christian music. Takwa, listen to me. Listen to me. One of the things that will make you spiritual, whether you like it or not, is a song. Yeah. A song can make you unspiritual. And a song can also make you spiritual. You can argue with me. I said a song. Hey, a song can do so many things. A song can introduce angelic activities into your life. And a song can also be an entrance for demons to enter your life. Sweetheart, look for 1 Samuel chapter 16. And let's start from verse 14. 1 Samuel. Look on the board. Is it board? 1 Samuel 16. I said 14. Let's start from 14. I can't read from verse 1. I can't read. He said, now the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul. Listen to the story carefully. Those of you who like story. Now the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul. And an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. Bruh, now my eyes are red. So if you move some more, I will move you. I've entered another realm. Because the devil wants to use song to destroy the children. Yes. He said, now the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul. Hey, you can be spiritual today, but the Spirit of the Lord can depart from you. Let's continue from verse 15. Saul's attendant said to him, see, an evil spirit from the Lord is tormenting you. So you see, the people around Saul, they told him that Saul, prophet, you see, also when you get to a certain state that nobody can tell you anything, sometimes you can be very high that nobody can talk to you. All the people that are around you, they can tell you lies. Yes. So one wisdom key is that when all the time we talk about the father, when people are low, you can't talk to them. That is rebellion. That is it. You can also be at the top, very top, that people cannot advise you again. That's what the Bible was saying, that it is better to be like a child than to be an old king who can no more be admonished. An old king. You are very, your rank is high. Your title is very high, that all of us under you, we can't talk to you. Because your title, when we say something wrong with you, we can't tell you. Because of how high and mighty you are. But even though Saul was high and mighty, Bible said that his attendant said to him, see, what is happening to you is an evil spirit. Yeah. How many people can agree that they are telling them that an evil spirit is worrying them? 16. This is where the action is. Let our Lord, right now Saul is their Lord. He said, let our Lord command his servant here to search for someone who can play, give me King James or Message Bible. See, when you bring words like this, it's difficult for the children to. Is this Message? Give me Message. Do you have Message? Harp to is. They don't know harp. Is that Message? There's no Message. I should take my time. I'm taking my time. Don't worry. I like what I'm preaching. I have time. Message. Everybody say message. Say message. Say message. It's coming. Or NLT. Message or NLT. One of them. Message or NLT. Don't worry. May I have patience? I know that you are now learning. You are now learning how to do the projector. Everybody should be able to. If you have a phone and you can make a call, you can do what he's doing. Yeah. Oh, master, help us. He said, oh, master, let's help. Let's help. Everybody say, let's help. We can see that an evil spirit is tormenting you. Let's want to help you. You see, if you love somebody and the person is going through something, you want to help. He said, let's help. Let's look for somebody who can play the harp. Another one has come. He said, when the black mood from the Lord moves in you, he will play his music and you will feel better. Everybody say, wow. He will play the music and you will feel better. Now listen, this is a story. The people are saying that when the evil, I don't know if you remember the evil spirit we read in the other version. He said, when the evil spirit from the Lord torments you, when we play, we look for somebody to play the music. When the person plays the music, you will feel all right. Now listen to me. If we can play a music for somebody to feel all right, because the person is being tormented by evil spirit, don't you think that the same music can be played and evil spirit will enter into the person's life? Or the simultaneous equation I'm explaining, do you understand? It will balance. An evil spirit that is tormenting somebody, a music can take it away. The same music can also bring evil spirit into people's life. You have no idea. Music can change the course of our service here right now. Yeah. A lot of people who broke their virginity, you can ask them, it was song. When they went to visit the boy, that afternoon, it was a song. An empty house, an empty house, a hole inside my heart. I'm all alone, the rooms are getting smaller. Oh, my holding on forever, reaching out. So I say, you're a very bad boy. You're a very bad boy. If you enter a man's room and they are playing this music, you will remove your own panties. It's off. LP is working on it, don't worry. Yeah. Music. Music have a way. One way God set his table is through music. Yes. Listen, this your phone that you have rubbish on it. Delete all the rubbish and put in a good song. Yes. Yeah. I said, remove. I don't care who composed that song. It's rubbish. Go and tell them. Say, some guy came from Accra. He said, your song that you have composed that you asked us to listen. The guy, he said he's a pastor from Lighthouse. He said the song is baller. I am telling you that the song you are listening to right now on your phone is baller. Go and tell them. Go and tell them. If you dare me, I will mention their names to you. These useless people you people are following. Useless people. Useless people that when they appear, you see people running after them and all those things. They are introducing evil spirit into your life. Maybe before I close, have you not noticed that it is easier to learn those useless songs than Christian songs? Yeah. See, those songs, nobody teach you. When they play it once, no, it's in your head. It doesn't go. It's in your head. If you are sleeping, sweetheart, come and give me a hug. Come and give me a hug. Even when you are sleeping, cry, no. When you are sleeping, cry, no. You still, hey. But church songs, we will teach it. We will put it on the screen. Last week when you came, we taught it. This week when you came to, we taught it. Still, it has not entered your head. You don't understand why it is like that. Look at a nice song like this.
I want to love you.
It's a very nice song. All the songs prophet has composed, they are very nice songs. I want to be your favorite child.
I want to please you.
Give us the lyrics on the board. I want to please you.
This world is so very dark.
This world is very dark.
Send me to do anything for you.
Send me to do anything.
I want to be your favorite child. Oh Lord, I feel drawn to you.
Oh Lord, I feel drawn to you. Be happy you are sitting such a
song. I want to be near you forever. Oh Lord, I am coming close to you. Lord, I'm coming closer and closer to you. I'm trying to feel your presence now.
Are you not feeling something?
Lord, I want to be your favorite child. So I'm coming closer and
Wait. No, start the lyrics from the top. Let me show you something. Look, this song, it is because of this song I decided that my conference will be called Favorite Child Conference. This song, it's like you are giving God raps. Do you know raps? Listen. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I want to follow you. I want to serve you. Lord, I want to be your favorite child.
Yes.
Hey, there is something nice about being a favorite child.
Oh.
The funeral jollof, they'll bring it to you. The wedding jollof, you are the one they'll give it to. Like, you are your father's pet. I want to be your favorite. He said, I want to serve you. Your father comes from work. No. You are the one who serve your father's food. Next, listen. I want to please you. This world is very dark. My brother, they've been beating me and all that. It's a very dark house we are inside. Everything is not what it seems to be. When you go, they beat me in the house. But I want to be your favorite child. Hey, if go home, tell your father you want to be his favorite child. You see that it's like so. Like this one. Quick, what did he say? He said, "Oh Lord, I feel drawn to you." Hey, this is a very deep rapper. I feel drawn to you. It's like wherever you are, I want to be there. I feel what drawn. I want to seek you more. I want to be near you forever. I'm coming. Let's sing it again. Start from the beginning. Put the words there. Song. It is a way God set his banquet. Help us. Let's sing it. The lyrics cry. And then this thing. I feel it. I feel something.
I love you, Jesus, Lord.
Everybody should sing it. Sit down.
I want to follow you. I want to serve you, Jesus, Lord. I want to be your favorite child.
Oh, what a song.
I want to please you, Lord. This world is so very dark.
This world is very dark.
Everything is not what it seems to be. But I want to be your favorite child.
I like this.
Oh Lord, I feel drawn to you. Lord.
Oh yeah, you are not singing because you don't understand the words.
I'm trying to feel your presence now.
I'm trying to feel you.
Lord, I want to be your favorite child. So I'm coming closer and closer to you.
Kill it for me. Is this song not nicer than the Bola you go sing? Kill it for me. Is this song not nicer than the Bola you sing? God set his table number one through music. Say music. From today, I'm closing. We are going for break. From today, any unspiritual music on your phone. Hey, you see people arguing, and now this one, hey, and can share music, hey, and can share. Hey, what is there in can share about it? What do you need in can share for? And now this song, it's not like the bad ones that the people, if we cannot sing it in church, it's not a good song. Don't listen to it. You listen to Bola. At your age, you soak Westlife, sir. Celine Dion, Black Onye. You know the people. Last time, you were arguing with your friend that the artist of the year, the people that the nomination, you know, they should remove somebody and put somebody rather there. At your age. You know all the silly songs. Every silly song, you know it. I pray for you. May your music change. Or I said, may your music change. You see, oh, you are tempting me. You see, one of the things I told you yesterday about the characteristics of a banquet is that music, we play music at what? At a banquet. God plays music. The banquet that God has organized. If you go to a good banquet, they play music. Yeah. If there's no music, it is not a banquet. It is a PTA meeting. In the banquet, they don't play music. It is a PTA meeting. A good banquet, they play music. I've been a Christian
for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church. Now I have a greater passion to.
This is what you are waiting for me to tell you to put the words over there.
God made the sun,
you don't have it.
The moon and the stars.
God is so great, yes, it seems so far. When I talk to him, seems that he doesn't even hear. How can I love God whom I cannot see? But this is my dream, the goal of my life. So take my life.
What's that song? Stand to your feet, everybody. May you become God's favorite. Yeah. Learn good Christian music. Learn it. It is one way. When you get to God's banquet, it's one of the things to notice. You have lived your life. A very young girl. You know all the silly songs in the air. And you see some of you, it is not even your fault. They play those music in the house. Your mother plays it. Your father enjoys it. When you sit in the car, you don't know any good song.
Kadosh, Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Is the Lamb of God who sits upon the
Sing it. Make you spiritual. A lot of songs. Madam Isa, let's go and eat lunch and come. Today we are here till 5. Here till 5. And tomorrow I have service with you before I leave. Or tomorrow I should come to Pristia and come and preach before I leave. We should be here. Father, we thank you so much. We pray that may the spirit of a good music be locked up in our bones. May we have a strong appetite for a good music. May we have a strong appetite for a good music. Make art spiritual through music. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And everybody shout a big amen. Beautiful. Put your hands together and let's welcome Lady Pastor Catherine.
Safe church, that's where the food is. But we have two lines for the food. From the little one up to 7 years, you have your side. So when you get there, the aunties will direct you. Then from 8 years upwards, you also have your line. You also have the place where you are going to take your food, okay? Please, if you have left anything here, before you pick it, the dustbins, we have sent it there. When you finish eating, don't leave your food in the auditorium. Don't leave your water. There are dustbins there. Put them inside, okay? What did I say? Oh, you will not do it. Okay. Please, sir. Okay. Hey, please, everybody should come back inside. Come back inside. Come back inside. Come back, come back. There's announcements. Come back, come back. Come back. So if you are 0, if you are 7 years, 7 years, go. 7 years, go. 6 years, go to the safe church. 6 years, go. 5 years, go. 4 years, go. 3 years, go. Yes, move. 1 year and months old. Move. Please, teachers, help to move them. Let's help to move them. When they are all there, let me know so that we will let the others also go.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.